Do you know what it takes to set up a business selling crickets to be ground into flour in the state of Utah? Or one that sells cat litter made from tofu in Hawaii? Yeah, me either. But someone does, and that someone is today's sponsor, Northwest Registered Agent. They can answer all your questions, from what licenses you need to turn bugs into food, or how to set up an LLC for your yarn dyeing business. Whatever weird, wonderful, slightly unhinged thing you're trying to sell, these are your people. Northwest Registered Agent has been helping small business owners and entrepreneurs launch and grow businesses for nearly 30 years. They are the largest registered agent and LLC service in the United States, with over 1,500 corporate guides, real people who know your local laws and can help you and your business every step of the way. Don't pay hundreds or thousands of dollars for what you can get from Northwest for free. Visit northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree and start using free resources to build something amazing. Get more with Northwest Registered Agent at northwestregisteredagent.com/happensfree.
Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Jeff's rugby team will depart in 5 minutes from platform 15. Your ride comes with 6 toilets and a refreshments carriage that you'll empty within 5 minutes. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another snack size edition of our show, How Success Happens. I'm Dan Bova, writer and editor at Entrepreneur.com. So lovely to be in your ears right now. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready for some soccer? I hope you answered yes, because as you probably know, the World Cup is about to kick off on June 11th. And people are losing their minds. I'm talking about the fans, and I'm also talking about businesses who are furiously aligning themselves with the global phenomenon that is the FIFA World Cup. And look, let's be honest, some of the commercials we see and some of the marketing ploys, it's just like, whatever. But today's guest is a part of one that really caught my attention, and so I was really psyched to get to talk to him because, one, I thought this was a really cool idea, but also I'm a really big fan of his. Okay, who? If you read the title of this episode, you already know it is Rob Mack. Rob Mack, as you know, the creator of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the longest running live action comedy show in the history of live action comedy shows. Also, one of the co-owners of a once was a little known football club called Wrexham AFC. And it is that soccer connection that connects him to the World Cup and to a pretty damn fun sweepstakes that Enterprise is throwing, which is called On Every Corner, where the gist of it is they're giving away a free car for every goal that is scored on a corner kick. Now, the stats show that there will be an estimated 1,000 corner kicks during the tournaments. So that is a lot of cars. So Rob is a part of this sweepstakes. And so I got to chat with him about this and other things. And you know what? I'm going to stop blabbing and let's get to it. My conversation with Rob Mack. I started by asking him, you know, he's this incredibly successful comedy writer and performer. But he's also this incredibly successful entrepreneur and marketing guy. So I asked him, is there a crossover between how you create a great TV show and how you go about creating a great campaign?
Yes, I think it's all about what gives you goosebumps. Mm. And I don't do a ton of sponsorship work outside of the work that we do with our sponsors and partners on the club. So I don't, to be blunt, I don't do a lot of commercials, but I do have a lot of brand partnerships because of our work with Wrexham. And we have a lot of incoming calls, which is great. But if it doesn't resonate with us and the club and our values don't line up, we tend to pass regardless of whether the money's good, because we feel like we're fortunate enough that we get to align culturally, ethically, and ethos-wise with our partners. And so if we have that opportunity, we might as well jump at it. And so this was an incoming call that wasn't through the club. It was personal to me. And I just thought the promotion was incredible. And it gave me goosebumps. I love the idea of taking the biggest football tournament in the world. Yeah. That's happening this summer all over North America. But obviously there's clubs represented teams from all over the world, and taking one of the most exciting moments in the game, which is a corner kick, and giving people an opportunity to win a car. And if you have 48 teams playing and it's 104 matches, that's about 1,000 corner kicks. They're guessing there's probably going to be about 1,000 corner kicks. So that's 1,000 opportunities to give away a car.
Yeah.
That just gave me goosebumps because I love the idea of how important that could change someone's life.
So between the comedy we see on Always Sunny and then, I don't know, going out and buying a soccer team that most people in the world had never heard of, Rob seems like a guy who is quite comfortable with risk-taking. So I asked him, is that something that he developed over time, or is it something that was kind of always inside him?
I don't know. I was just watching a movie with my kids last night, and my kids had never seen it before. My boys are 15 and 14, and Caitlin and I are doing our best to raise them and become the people that the best versions of themselves. But they're always asking us questions sort of like that, like how or why we made decisions over our lives. And sometimes we don't know what the answer to that is. But we were watching this movie last night called Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which is a John Hughes movie, classic for our generation. And it was the first time that they had seen it. And it was also the first time that I really thought about how profound that movie was for me, even though it's super silly. And we talked about it afterwards. And I realized that whether it was unconscious or conscious, I was modeling a lot of the way that I sort of approach life, the way that Ferris did. And I love the idea that I was pointing out to my kids that, you know, people really, really love Ferris. And in fact, the one actress, Mrs. Poole, Grace in the movie, yes, says everybody loves him. She talks about every group, every stratified group in the high school loves him. And yet he's a man of mystery, but he's also full of joy, and he's bringing happiness and fun to the world. He's not cruel. He's not mean. Any joke he makes is not at the expense of other people. He's got something to say, but doesn't take himself too seriously. And any kind of, even when he's getting over on his parents or the school, it's just sort of mischievous with a smile. And there's nothing mean-spirited about him. And I thought, oh, those are the, and he's taking risks through the entire movie. Huge risks, like scamming his parents and scamming the school and going into restaurants and taking people's reservations and going up on a float and singing in front of thousands of people in a parade. And I thought, oh, I think I've modeled my entire life after this guy, because he's just so good. He's trying to be good natured, and yet he's taking big swings. And if he fails, he fails. And sometimes, you know, you drive a Ferrari through a plate glass window and destroy something worth millions of dollars. I don't know.
So Rob is involved in all kinds of businesses, from entertainment to a whiskey brand called Four Walls to his aforementioned soccer team and a lot of other stuff. So I wondered, in the business world, what is something that drives him nuts? What's his business hot take?
Just the assumption that because it's been done that way before, that's the only way to do it. And I find that happens on a daily basis. I never take that for granted. I never assume that just because something's done a certain way, that's the only way you do it. And I don't know if, I think that's a muscle that I've definitely worked out over the years. And it's a truth that has been illuminated over the years, that this demystification of the Wizard of Oz, you know, that's a real thing. Each time you level up and you get to where you think everybody's got it figured out, you look around and you realize nobody's got it figured out. And it's just that Wizard of Oz moment, the look behind the curtain And it's a bunch of people all looking at each other going, I don't know. Do you know? I thought you had it figured out. No, no. You know what? The people up there, they might figure it out. Then you get up wherever that is and you get to the other side of that. And it's another group of people going, I don't know. What do you think? So I just think that what I try to do a lot in my work as well is demystify that stratification for people, that there really isn't that much of a difference between being the person looking for the job or being for the person hiring for the job. And trust me, they're rooting for you. They want you to get it.
Right.
And there's another option, which is getting that job. The other option is creating your own job. And a lot of people maybe are afraid to take that leap or don't know how to do it. And I think a huge part of what we're always trying to encourage people to do is to sometimes just close your eyes and jump in and see what happens.
And finally, I asked him for his advice for people dealing with imposter syndrome. Those people who do get to that level and they look around and man, you feel like a fraud.
Everybody feels that. Everybody feels that. Everybody I've ever talked to about that exact phenomenon at every level in every industry feels that at some point. And I think that people don't believe that. I think I talked to a lot of people and they're like, yeah, yeah, people say that, but it's not true. It's true. Full stop. And it is just like anything else. It's something you have to rep out. We have a maxim that I realized I was living by, but I hadn't verbalized yet or hadn't organized it in my brain as like an operating principle. But I was just sort of living like this and I tried to instill it into our business, which is get it wrong faster. And that just in and of itself is something that we build over time in Sunny. Just try it, iterate. What's the worst that can happen? It's a bad idea. Who cares? You're not a bad idea. Right. And someone talked to me about something recently, and it was a company that I had started that didn't work. And I forgot. I almost like forgot that it existed. It wasn't that I was irresponsible. It was that I just moved on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Because you have to. And the only way you can do that is by practice. So get it wrong and then realize that's not me or my ego or what do I identify. That's an idea. The idea didn't work. We did our best. You know, you check the boxes. Did I show up every day? Yes. Did I give my best? Did I give my full heart? Did I believe in it? If the answer is yes and it didn't work, okay, that's life. Move on to the next thing.
Such great advice. Talking about failure and soccer, it dug up a memory that I've long since buried in the back of my brain. I used to play soccer in elementary school up through middle school, and I was always a fullback, always on defense. And I remember we were playing a game, and my coach decided to let me take the penalty kick, give me a chance to score after all these years. So I line myself up, I get up there, my heart is beating out of my chest, the ref blows the whistle, I run up, kick, boom, kick it straight at the goalie. The goalie didn't have to move an inch. It was like I was playing catch with him. So that sucked. And then later in the game, there was another penalty kick. And my coach goes, put Danny Bova back on the line. He knew I had it in me. He had full confidence. Go out there and do it, kid. So again, the ball gets put down. Heart is beating out of my chest again. The ref blows his whistle again. And I run up and kick the ball. And I kick it straight at the goalie. Again. So my career ended with no goals scored. Get back to defense because you suck. Anyway, I don't know if there's a lesson in there, but that's just something that happened. Anyway, speaking of happened, that's the title of the show, How Success Happens. I'm so glad you listened to this one. I hope you subscribe. We've got episodes every Wednesday and Sunday. You could check us out on YouTube for video episodes. We're on entrepreneurs' social media handles. Just look at it. There's all kinds of stuff. I wish to God that there was video of those two penalty kicks. If anyone is listening to this that happened to be on the sidelines with a giant VHS camera, this would have to be, in the late 80s. Send it my way. I'd love it. You can hit me up at howsuccesshappens@entrepreneur.com. If someone has that video, I will play it on a loop for all to watch. Anyway, thanks for listening. Speaking of listening, you can listen to more music from the makers of our theme song, Nika RPM, over on Bandcamp. Hope you enjoy the World Cup. Go Team USA!